a good market. And there's no better market. Have you been to the North End Road Market in Fulham?
No, but you really want to.
Brilliant market.
To a spring spectacular.
Yeah, it's a spring spectacular today. It's a traffic-free market. It's going to be celebrating the new season with over 100 stores. You've got arts and crafts, clothing, fashion, loads of gifts, alongside the usual market stores in North End Road
also,
as well.
Also, it's my birthday at the end of March, so perfect place for all my friends and family to go and buy me a gift. And just say it.
And also, it's going to be live music and entertainment. You've got stilt walkers. Ooh. Going through the snow a little bit later, maybe. London's only vegetable orchestra.
I've heard about this.
They're going to add to the atmosphere as well. And here to tell us more is Councillor Ben Coleman. Hello to you, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
So you're a councillor for Hammersmith and Fulham, I understand.
Yep, yep.
Yes. Right, and just tell us a little bit about the history of North End Road Market.
Well, the market itself is 130 years old. And it used to have stalls from end to end. It's shrunk a bit recently, but we've still got stallholders, fruit and veg mainly there, we've got three generations working on some stalls. Extraordinary atmosphere. And when we came in, which was in May 2014, Labour Council, we thought, what can we do to revive the road? What can we do to cheer it up? Because people were quite depressed, nothing had happened for a long time. So we thought, why don't we just start by getting all the cars and buses off the road every so often and do a huge street market. So we started that in Christmas 2014, and we got about 100 stalls of all kinds. We weren't being very fussy in those days. And we got about 10,000 visitors, and everybody said it was amazing. It completely changed the feeling of the road. Mm-hmm. And we did that, but we didn't do that just on our own. We did that by talking to residents and asking what they wanted, and it was actually residents who came up with the idea and helped us make it happen. So since then, we've tried to do them every season. When Chelsea's not playing, sometimes that clashes.
Yes.
But this is
around the football.
There's some traders that have been there, because I've been down there and talked to them a lot of times as a reporter when I've gone down to the market. Some of those traders have been there for generations of families, haven't they?
Yeah, it's amazing. You've got the grandson, you've got the father, you've got the grandfather, all on the same.
The sad thing is, though, a lot of them don't live in Fulham anymore because they can't afford to live there.
That is a real problem. You're going to get me going political about how we're building lots of social housing after there hasn't been any built for 8 years, but I'm not going to go there today. But yeah, some do still live in Fulham. That's what's great. You've got the ones, if you come up and opposite the co-op and meet the Hurons, they still live in Fulham. You've still got families, local families, but they get up. I mean, they probably spend more time in Fulham than they do where they live, because they get up so early in the morning to get the fruit and veg.
My dad grew up in Fulham, actually.
Did he? Really?
Where was that?
Support Fulham Football Club.
Used to. That's not very good.
That's slightly isolated.
Well, he's passed away.
Oh, right, I see.
But he did all his life.
Yes.
Supported them. Although they never did very well, did they?
Well,
I'm not up on my football. But the market's great. We're making up for it with the football. Well, I love a market. This is my favourite thing to do of a weekend. I'm always having a little Google and looking up on the internet where I can go. So there's arts and crafts things
as well.
There's
loads of stuff. You love it. I mean, you can come in from either end. You come in, you go to Fulham Broadway Tube Station, you come in from the church end, or you go to West Brompton Tube, you come in from the Lily Road end, and as you come up the street, you start to hear the sound of the bands, because we've got not just 150 stalls, we've got loads of bands, we've got three stages, we've got loads of busking corners, over 20 groups, and you start to smell the food. We've got food from, the usual street food, but more than that, from countries all around the world.
This is a gigantic event.
It's a gigantic event. As I say, we started 10,000 people came to the first Christmas market, and I thought that was incredible. But since then, I've got a bit blasé, because we had 18,500 at the Christmas before last, we had 15,000. So we never get less than 15,000.
It's like a mini Glastonbury.
It is a little bit.
You've also got a bit of an Irish connection there for St Patrick's Day. James Orr from County Cork is a singer-songwriter who's going to be playing there today.
Oh,
it's not James Orr, which we're looking forward to. James, we're looking forward to an Irish-Dutch singer-songwriter called Oisin Zandi. We've got an Italian who's going to be doing Irish and Italian accordion music. That's Adana Loretti. We've got loads of performers who are coming from. There's a local place called the British and Irish Modern Music Institute, which sounds rather fancy, but it's just lots of young people, and they produce unbelievable amounts of good bands. We had a battle of the bands at the September, the autumn market last time. Local shop gave us £500 as the first prize.
Okay.
And we had amazing quality bands, so we got them.
There's obviously a big Irish community in Hammersmith and Fulham, because Hammersmith has the London Irish Centre there. I know there was a big event on there last night, and there was over the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Who's this Irish tea lady?
Is it. I'm glad you mentioned Bridie. Bridie from Galway is the, for me, she's the star of the show, although, no, she's amazing. She's only 8 foot tall. Her teacher literally 7 foot tall, and she just goes up and down the street talking to everybody, singing, dancing on her stilts. She is much, much underrated. I think she was on Britain Got Talent. She should have won. She went to a bit cut down.
I remember who you mean now. Yeah. Yes, because she was on Britain's Got Talent. Yes.
She is phenomenal. Yeah. She is phenomenal. She and the whole atmosphere. I mean, we've had a bit of rain before at the markets, and we are very cold at Christmas. But thousands of people still come and they have a great time. They eat, I mean, we've got to give you an idea of all the food we've got there. We've got Caribbean and the Ethiopian. Nigerian's interesting, because St. Patrick, apparently, is also the patron saint of Nigeria.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah, see, so, so we've got that as well there. Today we've got Filipino, Italian, Korean, Middle Eastern, Thai, Creole, Colombian arepas made with the original flour, I'm told.
Delicious.
And then you've got meat eaters. You were talking about Irish sausages earlier.
Clonakilty sausages,
Clonakilty sausages. Well, be, I think we'll be selling those from... we've got three butchers in the street anyway, so one of them, Dickinson's, I think, will be selling those. But we've also got stalls which are going to be selling Polish sausages and German bratwurst and Argentine steak. But also, if all that meat puts you off, we've got a real vegan, little vegan setup going on around North End Road. Mm. We've got vegan pizza. We've even got Egyptian vegan food that's going to be
a stall
for Spain. We are very hip. We're sort of East London West, really.
Well, actually say to people who want to see a real piece of London, go to the North End Road market, because it really is a proper London high street with the market, as it was always. Yeah. And it's also modern as well.
Yeah.
And you've got the, you know, you've got the, it's just the right elements and the right flavours of London in that one street.
It's true.
I'm excited about the Vegetable Orchestra.
Yes, well,
I think I know a comedian that has played as part of the Vegetable Orchestra.
Do you know any of their greatest hits? Would you like an idea?
Yes, please.
Well, they're going to be doing Michael Jackson's Billy Aubergine.
Of course. Classic.
There's going to be Elvis Partley's Home Sweet Home. No, Home Sweet Home. What am I talking about?
Elvis Partley's.
Yeah. Blue Suede Shoes. Sorry about that. I don't know where I got that from.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Home Sweet Home's not very famous.
No.
And of course, the famous song, Greensleeves.
Nice.
Well, anyway, what they're going to be doing, because it's a fruit and veg market, they're going to be getting the fruit and veg from up and down the market, and they're going to be making carrot flutes and pumpkin percussion and courgette trumpets.
I've seen a bit of this before, and it's amazing.
You like it?
Have you ever played a vegetable instrument?
Not a vegetable instrument. I saw them play at the last market, and they were quite something.
I think you should get involved.
I may.
Are you worried about the weather in any way?
I think it would be madness to say I'm not worried about the weather in any way, but I'm just looking at what it was like at the previous markets. It's rained, it's been ice cold.
Oh, right, and so we get through that.
Yeah, I just think the atmosphere is extraordinary. Now, there's the food is going to be piping hot. There's going to be loads to drink, loads of hot drinks, and you just keep moving. You just keep going up and down the market. You can dance your way and sing your way along the market if you want. You can be singing in the rain.
Mm. And if the tea lady is going to be doing it on stilts...
Well, the tea lady's going to be doing
it. We can manage on our feet.
It's going to be other stilts. Exactly.
What time does it start then?
It starts with, I would say, if you want to get there and get the best, get there sort of between 10 and midday if you want, but you can get there from midday. It starts a bit slower, then it starts really revving up, and it goes through till 5 o'clock. And it's a remarkable day. And trying to revive a road like this doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen by chance. We've got a North End Road Action group of residents and stallholders and local businesses, and they've been saying, okay, the market's great. You're reviving the market. Mm. Now what about the road? And so the good news is we've also got £1 million. We've been negotiating quite hard with all these property developers since we got in.
And you've got £1 million to spend on it.
Yeah, we've actually got 600 million out of them so far. But we're taking £1 million of that.
Who wants to be a millionaire? I do.
Well, it's all for spending on the residents.
Councillor Ben Coleman, thank you so much.
You.
So get
thank
down to the you. North End Road Spring Market. It's on today and goes on till 5, and it'll be stupendous.
Yes.
Marvellous stuff. Thank you so much. We have some more Irish music
please.
To finish off this hour. Here we go.